Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Wa nabluwakum bish-sharri wal-khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un. Suratul Anbiya. Allah says in what can be translated, every soul shall taste death. Every soul shall taste death. And we test you with shar, with things that may be detestable to you, and with good things, and you're going to return back to us. What did you do in this test? So Allah created life and death, and this life that we are living in is a test. Who will recognize Allah? Who will know Allah? Who will worship Allah? Who will obey Allah? Who will make this life a better life for himself and for others by following the teachings and the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the purpose of the life of a human being. And then Allah says, after that, remember, after your life on earth, remember, every single person will taste death. And then you're going to be recompensed. Then you're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. So are you ready? When we say every soul shall taste death, we have to affirm that all the creations of Allah, every living being, that includes birds, animals, angels, every single soul is included in this verse, shall taste death. And this is also mentioned in some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after the first blow of the trumpet, when Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, the angel, will blow in the trumpet the first time, فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, everything on earth and in the heaven will be dead, except certain exceptions. Allah mentioned, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ. Some ulama and some of Fassirin says that certain angels will be alive, such as حَمَلَةُ الْعَرْشِ, the carriers of the throne of Allah, such as Sayyidina Jibreel, Gabriel, peace be upon him, such as Malakul Maut himself, such as Sayyidina Israfil, the one who blew the trumpet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question Sayyidina Israel, Malakul Maut, the angel of death. Man baqa ya Malakul Maut? Who's alive, O angel of death? And Allah knows. But this is su'al, iqrar. It's called a question to make the truth manifest. So you'd say to him, Ya Rab, all your servants passed away except Hamalatul Arash, the carriers of the throne, Israfil, your servant, Malakul Maut, and Jibreel alayhi salam. Tell him, go and take the soul of Jibreel alayhi salam. Take the soul of Jibreel alayhi salam. And then return back to Allah. Allah will ask him again, Man baqiya ya Malakul Maut? Who's alive, O Malakul Maut? Say, your servant Israfil, and your servant Malakul Maut, and the carriers of the throne. Allah will command him to take the souls of the carriers of the throne. And then return back to Allah. And then Allah will command him to take the soul of Israfil and return back to Allah. And Allah will ask him, Man baqiya ya malak al-maut? Who's alive, O angel of death? He'll say, Abduka malak al-maut. Only the angel of death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. Mut ya malak al-maut. Now you die, O angel of death. So he will die. So even malak al-maut himself will die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask a question. Allah will say, and this is mentioned in the Quran, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to who is the kingdom today? No, nobody will be there to answer Allah. Everybody is dead. Every single creation is dead. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, no one is answering Allah. Allah will answer himself. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ, to Allah, the ever-living, the one and only. And then, we obviously, at that time, all humans are dead. Nobody knows how long we're going to be in that situation. And then Allah will revive the angels, will revive Malakul Maut, will revive Israfil alayhi salam. And Israfil alayhi salam will blow in the trumpet. a second time. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ Then everyone will come back from their graves to the judgment now. Why I mention this story? It is for us to be prepared for the time when Malakul Maut comes. Every day we attend a janazah, we hear the news of someone passed away, a loved one, a family member, a friend. But all of these are messages for us. Are you ready to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla or not? If Malakul Maut has to come to you now, are you ready or not? The problem is that the people think, oh, I have a lot of time. I'm still young. Or I'm healthy. I'm not going to die now. But then, ya ikhwa, yafja'uhu al-maut. Death comes all of a sudden. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-mautu aqrabu li ahadikum min shiraki na'lihi. Death is closer to you than your shoes. If Allah ordained, this is your moment, this is your moment. Malaku al-mauti takhattana ila ghayrina wa ghadan yatakhatta ghayruna ilayna. The angel of death left everybody and came to us. He left us and came to certain people. And tomorrow he will leave, everybody will come to you. That's correct. 100%. So don't be betrayed and think, I'm going to live for a long time. People, what destroyed a lot of people, tulul amal. Say, I'm going to live still a lot of time. When is qiyamah? أيان يوم القيامة؟ When is قيامة؟ قيامة so close. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات قامت قيامته. The one who dies as if his قيامة started already. Why his قيامة started already? Because the passing of the time on the mayit is so fast. The passing of the time on the mayit is so fast. It's not like he doesn't feel the passing of the, but it's passing so fast, like how he's sleeping. While he's sleeping, you sleep, let's say 10 o'clock, right? Then you find yourself, oh, it's 6 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Did you feel that time? All of it, the passing is so fast on you. You just take a nap, wake up, you find yourself in the morning already. That's the passing of the time. On the mayit is like that. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, الموت أخو النوم. Said, death is the brother of sleeping. The same way. You might be feeling a little bit, but the time of the, when you are unconscious, when Allah took away your soul, you don't feel the passing of the time as quick as when you are alive, fully conscious. Understand, ya ikhwa? That's why people need to be aware of that. من مات قامت قيامته. So after the questions of the angels in the grave, they say, rest in peace, we know that you are a mu'min. After you answer correct, inshallah. And then the passing of the time passes so quickly and you find yourself, judgment day already. Come to judgment. Wasn't my family just putting me now in the grave? What happened? So quickly like that? The other someone says, Sheikh, how can I'm going to stay there in the grave for thousands of years? When I think of this, I'm going to be bored. I'm going to be there in the grave for thousands of years. You don't feel that passing of the time like in dunya, like the life, like the living people. So be aware of that. That you just die, you come to qiyamah. Not necessarily straight after, but in a fast manner this is going to happen. Then you're going to be recompensed now. Is it Jannah? Is it Jahannam? When you find yourself in Jannah. Understand, ya ikhwa? So the one who passed away, for him, is going to his hisab. That's why Rasulullah sallam in a hadith, some sahabi asked him a question. He said to him, when is judgment day, ya Rasulullah? When is judgment day? So the Prophet answered this question at different times in different ways. And he says, Allah, only Allah knows. Nobody knows when is judgment day except Allah. When is going to take place in reality? Nobody knows that. Only Allah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered differently this time. He looked at a young boy around the companions and he said, do you see this small child there? He said, yes. He said, إِنْ يَعِشْ هَذَا طَوِيلًا فَسَتَأْتِيكُمْ قِيَامَتِكُمْ If this boy lived for a long time, all of you will have your qiyamah. You will witness qiyamah. If this boy lived for a long time. What did he mean? Maybe some people didn't know at that time. He meant that if this boy lived for a long time, all of you will die. And if you died, khalas, your qiyamah started already. You won't feel the death of the child. You won't feel how the child is growing. You won't feel all of that. You will just go quickly to your judgment. Why I'm stressing on this point? Because I want to understand that your qiyamah is so close. Your qiyamah is so close. And the person, I didn't know about that. I thought it's a lot of time. There's no lot of time.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's very, very short time. You live for 60, 70, 100 years, Qiyamah. Be aware of that, prepare. في كل يوم لنا ميت نشيعه. Every day we have a ميت. We hear there's a ميت. And the years are coming, years are starting. 2026 starting. Are we ready to meet Allah? Did we fix ourselves? When are we going to make salah? When are we going to be punctual in our salah? When are we going to put our hijab properly? When are we going to live to our purpose in life to serve Allah Azza wa Jal? When are we going to live to that purpose? Understanding that purpose. That worship is not only to do salah or to fast or to make hajj. These are the rituals of the faith, which is part of the worship. But the major part of the worship is to please Allah by doing good on earth, by stopping evil, by helping others, by supporting the weak. These are the good deeds that you should be doing to book for yourself a place in Jannah. Understand, Yaqwa? So the first message that I'm sharing with you today, life is a test, be prepared. The second message that I want to tell you, Ikhwa, Mawtul Faj'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that La taqumu al-qiyama hatta yakthura mawtul faj'ah. Qiyama won't take place until there will be a lot of sudden death. A lot of sudden death. He was with me yesterday. What happened? Heart attack, passed away. Inna lillah. Car accident, passed away. Inna lillah. And it's happening now. We can see it now. So death comes to the young one, comes to the child, comes to the big, comes to the other. Be prepared when it comes. Fix your life now. Consider this new year a new beginning for you to fix our lives. Understand, Yaqwa? The third message that I'm sharing with you today is remember, with all of that, remember that Allah, your Lord, is the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful, Yaqwa. Why I'm saying that? Because sometimes people, out of the fear of death, they might lose hope in Allah. Might lose hope in Allah. A few days ago, someone said, Shaykh, I'm thinking of death all the time. All the time I'm thinking of death. I can't do anything. I'm thinking of, I'm going to die now. You have to balance things. Think of death, it's good. To remember death is good. Rasulullah said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَكْثِرُ مِن ذِكْرِ هَذِي مِن لَذَّاتِ. Keep on remembering death, the destroyer of joy. To give you that fuel that will make you better yourself. One day I'm going to be in the grave. I need to be prepared for that. But don't excessively think of it that you lose hope in Allah. Have good expectation of Allah. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ مَاتَ وَآخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Anyone who dies while his last words from dunya is لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he enters Jannah. Sincerely. Allah is not asking you for so much. Just believe in Allah alone and do your best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be punctual in your salah, the compulsory things, do it. Try to better yourself on the path of Allah azza wa jal. Understand, Yaqwa? So have good expectation of Allah. Have good expectation of Allah. The rahmah of Allah is vast. You can reach. Don't lose hope. You can reach. Allah has extended His hand for you. Allah was so gentle to you. Allah Azza wa Jal did not expose you with the so many sins that you did in your life. Allah is still giving you chances. Every day that passes on you is another chance, is another opportunity to get closer from Allah. So pick up the message. Remember, Allah is merciful. And now I need to return. I need to return this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being a thankful servant of Allah. I want to live to my purpose. The next message that I would like to share with you, Ikhwa, and this is a message to all of us, especially those who are afflicted with the musibah of death. Every now and then we are afflicted with a musibah, with calamity. Allah says, speaking about those who are afflicted with musibah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We shall test you with shortage of souls, cultivations, this, that. Give glad tiding to those who are patient. The patient ones. When calamities hits them, they are patient. And they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah, and unto Allah is our return. We belong to Allah. We and what we possess belong to Allah. We and our families belong to Allah. We and our children belong to Allah. We and our business belong to Allah. And we're going to return back to Allah. He's going to compensate us. Allah will reunite you with all those who you missed from your family, all your loved ones. Don't worry, you're going to meet them. If you miss any opportunity in this life, any fortune, you lived your life without certain capacities, you were poor, you were sick, you didn't have a good looking, you didn't have a house, you didn't have a spouse, you didn't have that. Don't worry, the next life you're going to be recompensed. You're going to be compensated. So remember, dunya is not daru baqa, it's not the eternal abode. So don't be so anxious and don't be betrayed with dunya. Don't be betrayed with dunya. And this is a message by itself that I'm sharing with you today, that a lot of people, they were betrayed with dunya. Dunya betrayed them. That from the morning right until the evening, they are running after dunya and they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't reach to Allah until you do that taqallul, zuhd. Zuhd is to reduce the distractions, limit the distractions, so that you have time to worship Allah, you have time to socialize, you have time for your family, you have time for your children, you have time for the deen, you have time for Quran, you have time for fasting, you have time for ibadah. Very important message. We need to pick up this message, ikhwah, and be punctual on it, inshallah. The next message, or the last message for today, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah until certainty comes to you. The Mufassirin speaks about certainty here and says, certainty means death. Worship Allah until death comes to you. Until the last minute of your life, I'm trying to increase in ta'ah, in the obedience of Allah, to please Allah. Did you please Allah today? Close your eyes and ask yourself the question, did you please Allah today? What did you do today to please Allah besides the salah? What did you do to please Allah? Allah, I contacted my mother. I joined family ties. I give some sadaqah in the morning. I did something today to make my day prosperous. I recited my adhkar in the morning. It took me 5 minutes. It took me 10 minutes. I recited a page from the Quran. It took me 5 minutes. Introduce to yourself. قَدِّمْ لِنَفْسَكَ. Introduce to yourself while you have everything before your health deteriorate. And then you won't find that complete energy to do what you wish to do, what you could do, what you could have done when you were healthy. Now you're healthy, you can do. Utilize your time. Utilize your time. And right until the last minute of your life, try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day that passes by, a caller calls out and says, أنا يوم جديد على عملك شهيد فاغتنمني. فإني إذا ذهبت لا أعود إلى يوم القيامة. I am a new day. The day speaks. I'm a new day. Witnessing over your action. Take advantage of me. Because if you miss me, you're not going to see me until the day of judgment. The day says like that. You're only going to see that day on the book of records. You open today's date. What is today's date, right? You open and you see. What did you do from the beginning till the end? Did you achieve? You didn't achieve. You did wrong. You did right. Utilize your time. That's why some people on the day of judgment, when Allah will question them, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ, for how long you stayed in the worldly life? They will say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Ya Allah, we lived for a day or half a day. All our life is a day or half a day. They lived for 60 years or 70 years or 100 years, but they couldn't remember. All their life compared to the Akhirah, it's just like a day or half a day. The passing of the time is so quickly. Many of us, in the age of 60, in the age of 50, is it that we think we're still children? We think, no, we're still children. We still have a lot of time. Ikhwah, every single year that pass, every single day that pass is getting us closer to the end of the destination. You reach your destination, finish. A time will come when this is your station. You're going to leave the world. Be prepared for that time. Utilize every single minute. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding and to make the last day of our life the best day of our life. To make the best day of our life the day when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to let us die on La ilaha illallah. And to live with La ilaha illallah and to be resurrected with La ilaha illallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.